The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Playground here, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. Jeffrey Childs in the air chair with you this morning. Tony O on my right, Jay-Z on my left. And we're breaking down Michigan's 20-10 win over Indiana on Senior Day. They get to 10 wins for the second year in a row. And the offense, as we documented, guys, they struggled in the first half big time. John O'Korn missing receivers. The running game, 21 carries for 64 yards. But once we moved into the third quarter, I thought things opened up for the offensive line. Ben Bradison had some good blocking along the left side. Kalis, I thought, had a good day as well. And once Michigan got things going a little bit and they sort of de-thawed the running game, you might say, Smith opened things up. And along with that blocking, I thought, The criticism of him in the past has been that he's not hitting the right hole, he's not picking the right path, he's not following his blockers. But I thought, and especially you saw it on the 34 and 39-yard runs in the third quarter, he was much more patient along that left side and waiting for things to develop. And once he saw the hole, he hit it, and he had that burst through the hole. I mean, his speed, really not something that Davion's known for, but the vision was a little bit better in this game on those two runs. What's your guys' thoughts on Davion and sort of how things opened up for him in the third and fourth quarters?
Yeah, if it wasn't for Davion's runs, it would have been a much closer game. I thought, yeah, I mean, he had better vision. I mean, it helps when, you know, like that entire side of the field is just, like, there's basically two Indiana players there. But
true.
He did run. I mean, it was better. I mean, without a doubt. And he ran fast. He ran hard like he always does. And, yeah, without Davion, this would have been a much tougher game.
Well, yeah, I think that they were able to finally get some of the linemen on the linebackers and getting them to the second, you know.
Second level.
Second level and get them past that. And that's what I think you saw in those runs. Yes, he kind of stutter-stepped, kind of went side to side to make sure those things got open instead of just trying to push through. But yeah, you're right. He's more of the power back, where you have Evans and those other guys that are the speed guys. But Devin was doing a great job finding the hole, and then yeah, like in the third quarter, really making sure that he put the game away. You know, reaching out for that pylon, because you got to make sure you hit the pylon. Can't go around it, or they won't call that a touchdown, and they'll give Khalid the touchdown. But yeah, Devin, his 164 yards, 158 net. Great job by him, especially in that third quarter. Really putting it on his shoulders, and going into next week, I think they're going to have to do a lot of that, especially if Wilton's still not going to miss that game, which we'll find out during the week. They're going to have to run the ball a lot to spend that clock to make sure Ohio State's offense stays off the field.
Yeah, as encouraging a performance as it was from the running game, guys, 225 yards for Michigan to only 64 on the ground for Indiana. Davion, as Jay-Z said, 158 yards on the day, two touchdowns. Really encouraging to see him show up and play like he did on Senior Day to make some big plays when it mattered. And even though the Acorn play kind of set the table for Michigan, those two runs by Davion, I thought, really were the big moments of this game and allowed Michigan to escape those wintry conditions with a 20-10 win. We want to know what you think. 734-998-1050. Let's head back to the phones. Ron's been on hold for a while. Ron in West Bloomfield, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
I thought O'Korn actually got better as the game went on. And his offensive line in pass protection in the first half didn't do him any favors either. Granted, he was off, but he had a really good pass. I think it was in the fourth quarter. He threw while running and across his body to Darboe. And the best thing about that play was that Darboe waited for the defender to pass him by because he still didn't have the first down.
Yeah, he got the yardage after catch. Yeah, good point. Thanks, Ron.
But the throw was accurate though.
Yep.
That was a very good throw. But what ended up bothering me the most from yesterday was Channing Stribling in the first half and tackle. Channing Stribling, when we had the ball, when we had Indiana back first and 10 at their own 1 yard line, Stribling on that pass for 20 yards was no more involved in that play than I was in the stands. And that was a mental error, as was Tacos. Tacos, a senior. Giving them 15 yards was really inexcusable. And those are the two things that bothered me. I think O'Korn is getting better. Listen, there's a reason why Wilton beat him out, after spring and after fall practice. But he did seem to get better. But it's those mental errors that I think are going to be crucial next week. Can we match up with Ohio State physically? I suppose it's possible. It's going to be tough down there. They didn't look all that great yesterday. But to the extent that we make mental errors the way that we did and bail them out, I think could be absolutely crucial. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right, Ron. Yeah, thanks for the phone call. And, Channing Stribling on that play that you mentioned was nowhere to be found, not his best moment on the day. And I think as big a play as that was for Indiana, Stribling, I thought, was one of the better players as far as tackling on the day for Michigan. He did still have a couple of missed tackles, but he had five on the day. He had two pass breakups. He got his hand on a couple of passes and really sort of redeemed himself for that error that you mentioned. But we'll get into the defense a little bit later, finishing up our conversation on John O'Korn, Davion Smith, the offense. You can get involved, 734-998-1050. Let's head to Philip in Florida. Philip, welcome to the playground.
I wanted to chime in because I think this year's Michigan team, compared to Ohio State team and the Indiana team, I just think we're better. I looked at the teams that we played head up, with Ohio State. Indiana is a very good team. Everybody's been saying that all through the year, how even last week, I think they were beating Penn State, and then they had a couple of turnovers, and Penn State came and got them. I just think that this year that Michigan is going to beat Ohio State. I think they're a much better team. I think our quarterback is better than Michigan State's quarterback. Our defense is better than Michigan State's defense. I know we're going down to the Horseshoe, and that is a very, very hard place to play. But I think this year, is the year. And I think until we beat them, I guess everybody going to keep saying that Ohio State does have, the advantage. And I think this year it's just going to happen.
Great thoughts on the Indiana game there. Really, thank you for that.
Hey, he's excited for the OSU game.
I know, but you can't get ahead of yourself.
Well, oh, it's Ohio State week, man. People want to talk about Ohio State.
Yet. No, it's not.
It is.
It is not.
Sunday is the first day of the week.
No, it's not. Monday is.
It's a day of rest. We're finishing up the Indiana game.
O'Korn, I think that he's going to just need more work. He hasn't started. The one color we went to the break. Weather is a factor for both teams, so really you can take that out of that. Yes, maybe the Houston factor to Michigan, there's a factor there, but so what?
A lot of factors.
You still play football. It's still a thing. They allow, they had their passing game. It wasn't great either, but 191 yards compared to his 59. I think he just needs to slow down. I'm sure they were using basic stuff that O'Korn knows. It was just going out there and there's Indiana guys in his face. The line wasn't doing as well the first half. And I think O'Korn, the more snaps he gets, the more he sees other teams, not just the scout team, the better he'll get. The only thing about the weather you could say is maybe it's just, for it being that cold. Especially in third, fourth quarter, when it went from, just cold to snow, there's definitely a difference there. But, yeah, weather, both teams got to play in the same thing.
I do think, and it's worth pointing out, he coming into the game, he only had 18 throws on the season,
right?
And in this game alone, he had 16. So I think, he just hasn't played much,
right? And he was getting snaps all week. He played in what, the Rutgers game? He's played in a few,
fourth quarters with 1 minute left,
right?
Yeah, and moving forward, guys, into the Ohio State game. Tony, I think that's the thing for Michigan and for O'Korn. Yeah, you want to get him a little more experience. Maybe this isn't the most ideal game against the top three Ohio State team in the Horseshoe. Never an ideal time to get everything right as far as your mechanics, your dropbacks. For me, those are things that I like to see O'Korn work on. I thought the dropback, sometimes his dropbacks took a little bit too long. when there was a rush and when there wasn't a rush, he would panic and he would go backward. And I like to see him have some composure in the pocket, step up and make throws, and really be the confident leader of that offense. There's a lot that O'Korn, with time and with game experience, will improve on. Those are just things for me that I saw that I like to see him work on. Let's head to Bob in Linden. Bob, welcome to the playground.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I guess this is going to be pretty rich because not only was I really encouraged by O'Korn's performance, I would call it great, and I'll tell you, because of the opposition he faced. He was up against, a 40-mile-an-hour wind, giving you like an 18-degree wind chill or something.
Yeah, 20 to 30 were the winds.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Indiana statistics. These guys came into the game with offense that equaled Michigan's, which is one of the best in the nation. And their quarterbacks, I think, were number one in the Big Ten. And I looked at the statistics they got with our guys falling down, trying to keep their footing. Making any passes connect was a chore. And their percentage was no better than O'Korn. And O'Korn nearly threw that bomb. It just came off the fingertips, I believe it was Darbo's. He would have 100 yards passing and better than 50% completion in those conditions. I don't know who in any of those games played in Michigan was doing much better than that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate the phone call today. And, yeah, you know, you're right. There were some caveats in this game. I mean, the weather was far, far from ideal as Michigan Stadium turned into a snow globe. And O'Korn had to battle the elements in addition to the Indiana defense. That's fair to say. That's fair to say for your first collegiate start to have to deal with those elements, and that's fine. And he'll play in much better environmental conditions moving forward. But, you know, the snow really didn't fall.
You're calling the horseshoe better environment?
Well, I'm talking about better weather later this season, next season.
Let's hope. Next season for sure. Let's hope the weather warms up again here or in Ohio as well.
Yeah, just a little bit. He makes a great point that the weather was not ideal, but, you know, as you said, Jay-Z, the snow really didn't start to fall until the third and fourth quarters and really put a damper on things for the Michigan offense. But O'Korn still, when the snow wasn't falling and the conditions were a little clearer, he had some throws to make, and he simply didn't make them. I mean, Jake Butt didn't have a catch on the day, first time in a very long time that he didn't haul in a reception. Amara Darbo, I don't think, had a catch till about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So, you know, he had some chances to make some throws. He didn't make them, and Michigan manages to get the win anyway on the strength of the running game. And going into Ohio State next week, we'll have to see if the running game can continue to at least prop the offense enough, get him some time to make those throws, because he's going to have to make some throws. There's no doubt about it going into the horseshoe. He's going to have to make some throws and make some big throws, and we didn't really see evidence of that today. Maybe a week's time he'll be ready for that, but it's tough to say who's ever ready to go into Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, so what I think that Indiana did a very good job rushing, and it was effective against O'Korn. So I think what we're probably going to see Ohio State do is that same thing. I think they're going to, if O'Korn is playing, assuming it's not Spate playing, I think they're gonna get a lot of pressure early on, and at that point on, it's just going to be up to O'Korn to, you know, and the running game. I think the running game next week, because we saw L.J. Scott in between MSU and OSU, L.J. Scott ran all over OSU. So if we could have a running back who had could have a similar performance, then you know, maybe we don't even need a great passing game.
Yeah, I thought that second half, Harbaugh didn't like what was going on with what O'Korn was doing. You got to throw in some pass plays, but you're just hoping he doesn't have them intercepted. And then let the run game do its work, and they did what they needed to do to win the game.
Yeah, that they did. Michigan wins 20-10. They get their 10th win of the season heading into an absolutely huge showdown with Ohio State next week in Columbus. As we continue to talk about the offense, John O'Korn, Davion Smith, what did you see on the day? What stuck out to you? 734-998-1050. We'll take one more call and head to break and welcome in Crash in Illinois. Crash, welcome to the playground.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Not too bad. The thing I kind of wanted to ask you guys is, it's like, you know, looking at both teams this past week, I mean, Michigan didn't look as good as they did to start off the year, but still, you know, it was a nice win. And with Ohio State, they didn't look as good as they have either. Both kind of had, I don't know if you'd call them off weeks, but, you know, looking at the game next week, Ohio State looked beatable to me. And I just kind of wanted to know what you guys thought. What do you think will be, you know, the big keys to Michigan going into Columbus? Because, I mean, it's going to be tougher to win there than I think they've had all year long. What do you think that they need to do to in order to get a victory and go to the Big Ten title game?
Yeah, Crash, thanks for the phone call. And I think, obviously, I mean, number one, is John O'Korn critical? I mean, if he starts, Michigan is going to need to see a lot more from him in terms of the downfield pass game. And just forget the downfield pass game. I mean, just intermediate throws, making the checkdowns, making the throws that's going to move the sticks for Michigan, because he had issues even completing passes and moving the sticks for Michigan. They struggled in third down. They were like 0-7 to start the game. Michigan's got to move the ball on third down, and they got to really hope O'Korn's just a vastly better quarterback this week. I think there's no way around it.
I've got a slightly different opinion. I think the key is the defense, our defense. I think Ohio State is probably the most productive offense that we've played all year. And if we can keep this a low scoring game, then, you know, whether it's O'Korn, whether it's Bate, whether we've got a productive running game, whether we don't, I think if the defense can keep it a low scoring game, Michigan will have a good chance.
Yeah, Tony thinks, a huge key from Tony thinking the defense is going to be the reason that Michigan keeps it close next week. Maybe the defense stops Ohio State, puts Michigan in good field position, and the running game breaks off some huge chunks for the Wolverines. That could be the result of next week's game, and we hope it's obviously a good result for Michigan. But we're talking Indiana today, 20-10, the win. When we come back after the break, we'll look at the defense, and they absolutely shined yesterday. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.